Welcome back to the podcast, and today I am not joined with my friends Rico and Michael. I know you guys have heard us in these past episodes that we've been together, but today's going to be sort of a solo episode. It's going to be quick, simple, and I just want to talk to you guys about my personal life and kind of introduce who I am, or not who I am, but like introduce like just my life as a 20-year-old, you know, the whole concept of in my 20s is that we're all 20-year-olds talking about, you know, being in our 20s. So anyway, yeah, I am a 20-year-old, obviously, you idiot. I'm very awkward when it comes to this. I'm not really good at this when I'm on myself, but you know what? I think I'm going to keep it in for authenticity. But, okay, so I'm a 20-year-old that dropped out of college to started living without having to really spend, you know, 5 to 6 years, depending on the career I was going to take, when I can be making money right now and roughly making the same money that I would if I would have stayed in college and I would have pursued a career, you know, because the career that I was looking for, the starting pay is something that you can get now without having a degree. You know, you can just get it with the college, I mean, with a high school diploma. So I did that and I focused on it for, you know, for 2 years, because I graduated 2019, but I went to school for a whole year, two semesters, and I dropped out and I focused on working for 2 years. And then now I am, you know, switching it up a little bit. I'm still working, but I'm working less and I'm trying to follow, you know, my goals and my passions. And I just want to encourage you guys that you guys should do the same. If you guys have goals, passions, always follow them. No matter what you do, follow them. Even though if all odds are against you, if everything's against you, just keep doing it. You know, take the risk and just try it. Because that's what I did. And I'm taking the risk to do that. And, you know, one of those dreams that I have is to become a boxer. You know, maybe not a professional boxer, because that's not my goal. I'm not trying to make a career of boxing. I just want to do it as a hobby, as a sport. You know, I know you don't play boxing. You know, you live boxing, but that's my goal. I train down in TJ. I've been training for a little while now. You know, I want to say that my skills from knowing nothing to knowing now have improved, I want to say drastically, but I'm still learning. You know, I'm still a beginner when it comes to this. So I'm going to just keep training, focusing, and hopefully I can, you know, one day, hopefully soon, have an amateur fight. You know, I would love for you guys to be there to come support. When the day happens, I'll leave all the information to the fight date, you know, so, but stay tuned to that. So yeah, so I'm just a 20-year-old kid that does that with my friends, and I can't speak on my friends and what they want to do and how they're doing and what they're going to do and stuff like that. But, you know, I just want to take the time to just talk about myself a little bit, you know, and tell you guys how I think, what I live. So yeah, so apart from training and boxing, I do, you know, this podcast. I try to learn, you know, self-taught, not going to school, how to advertise, how to run a business, how to do all these things that are just skills that you can learn without needing to go to school. Also, something that I started to do recently, I started to read a lot of books. Well, not a lot of books, but I'm starting to read right now. I'm reading two at a time. You know, I read one chapter, one book, and then another chapter, another book, which is probably a bad idea because, you know, you should really focus on one thing and then focus on the other. But I was like, you know what? These books are not really books that, like, you need to really focus on. It's like kind of like, it's like a textbook sort of, like, they give you information you can take notes on. So it's sort of like those type of books, you know, and I'm just reading them at the moment, one chapter a day from each book, so two chapters a day. Because, like, you know how, like, on TikTok, you see those TikTokers that put those, like, okay, start a new challenge May 1st. You're going to wake up every morning at 6. You're going to only drink water. You're going to read 5 to 10 pages a day. You're going to go for a 30-minute walk. You're going to eat. You're going to sleep. Like, those. And, like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to put it into practice. And every day I've been trying to wake up earlier and earlier. But I wake up usually around 6 a.m. and I lay in bed for like another hour because I'm just lazy like that. Then I get up at 7, you know, do my daily routine. I get up, go use the bathroom, brush my teeth, have breakfast, go work out, come back home, shower, then read, get ready for my day. And that's my daily routine that I'm working on. And right now I do work at a bowling alley on the weekends and throughout the weekdays. I'm just focusing on, you know, training and TJ, focusing on the podcast, reading, starting new projects, you know, amazing things that I think are successful. Also, before I leave this out, I go to church, to this Christian church here in Chula Vista. It's called La Roca. Shout out to that church. It's amazing. You guys should go every Wednesday to the youth group, or every Thursday to the young adult night at 7 and 7:30. It's going to be amazing. Just show up. Trust me. You won't regret it. I've been going to church for 5 years. I started when I was 15. Now I'm 20. And we'll get more into that later on, hopefully in these episodes. But yeah, I just wanted to share that real quick. You know, I can't leave out God. God's the homie. God first. And with everything, you can, if you put God first, everything else will just fit in and you'll be successful. You know, that's what I think personally. I'm not trying to convince you guys to do it. I'm just telling you what I believe and how my life is. You know, I did say I was going to talk about my life. That's my belief. That's what I've been doing. And I've been seeing success with that upon in my life. So yet again, you know, I'm not trying to be like persuasive and like persuade you guys to do that. Like, on the opposite, I'm just showing that side that of my belief system. And, you know, I'm more than happy and willing to hear what other people think and what other people believe, because that's how we learn and that's how we can have peace and coexist with one another, you know, respecting each other's beliefs, respecting each other's, you know, life without any judgment or criticism, because that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about learning from one another and just sharing, spreading like words, spreading kindness, you know, positive vibes, all that good stuff to the world. And like I said, you know, I am more than willing to have a conversation and understand, you know, what the other person is, because I want myself will respect anybody's belief and anybody's thing just how I would want them to respect me. But yet again, before I get too deep into this, I just wanted to share that. What else? It might be kind of fast episode, but like I said, it's gonna be short and simple, and I really appreciate it for all of you guys that are listening. You know, and I might be all over the place, but yet again, I'm gonna keep it authentic, and it's just a solo episode. It's not too long, so hopefully it's not boring, you know what I mean? But I just need to slow down a little bit. I know, I'm sorry, excuse me, you know. But thank you for sticking this far in. I know it's kind of cringy. Trust me, I cringe a lot when it comes to podcasting, because it's kind of hard sometimes if you are just like freestyling, not having notes. But I realize, you know, how hard can it be talking about your life? You know what I mean? So with that being said, I also want to talk about just briefly how I think about life right now and my mindset. And the mindset that I have going in is, don't stress yourself out on things that are supposed to happen later in life. Live one day at a time. Focus on that one day. Focus on what you're supposed to do on your to-do list and your daily routine. And just keep all the positive, good energy in your life. If there's negative energy, just like zero that out. Get away from it. Stay as far away as possible as you can. And just really enjoy every single day of your life. Just because every single day is going to have its issues. We can't be stressed about something that's going to happen tomorrow, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, tomorrow I can have something planned, but it might not go to how I want it. Now I got to adjust to it. So that's how I, you know, without getting too into it, without getting too deep, because I still want to say these conversations with my friends, and so you can hear it out with other opinions and other, you know, point of views on what I think. But yeah, so I think that's just what I wanted to share with you guys. It's a little quick message, you know, about who I am and my life and future things that I'm working on. So yeah, with that being said, I just want to shout out the In My 20s Instagram. You know, it's called In My 20s Podcast. Click the link in bio. I would appreciate it if you guys could support. It would mean the world to me, and it would just really, really help me, and I would just be so happy if you guys could support that. You know, shout out my friends Rico and Michael. You guys can follow their social medias. They always give it out at the end of every episode. And what I always say, like, hey, you want to plug anything? Right now, I'm just plugging things that they would usually plug. But at the same time, I can't forget about Prime. You know, shout out Prime Hydration. Shout out KSI Logan Paul for making an amazing, very tasty hydration beverage that it's cheap, healthy for you, and it's good. You know, you can get it at your local Target, Walmart, Ralph's. I've been getting mine at Target and Ralph's because that's the stores I usually go to. So shout out them too. But yeah, with that being said, I just want to, you know, thank you for listening. Stay tuned for new episodes. New episodes every Friday, weekly. So just, you know, be ready for Friday uploads. And with that being said, I just want to say, In My 20s, out.